And most of us don't realize that the obstacles that we place in front of us are the things that they're not like bricks, and they're not boards, they're not physical apparatuses. What they are thoughts, ideas, attitudes, consciousness. And the attitude, the consciousness, the awareness of, I want this to happen, I want it to happen now, and if it doesn't happen, then I am going to blame somebody else for it, or anger or hatred or bitterness or any of those kinds of things, any of those attitudes immediately block the flow of the God force into your life. When I first met Guruji, this great divine being who sent me this tape and asked me to teach this manifesting meditation, the first day I met him was in California, and he had flown out from California, and I was giving a talk, and that evening a group of people had him at their home. And they had attended my lecture that day in Santa Monica. And then that evening, I was to meet Guruji after he had sent me this tape and I had agreed to do it. But it had all been done through the mail. And I was now going to meet this person who had taught me this manifesting thing, who was having needle-nose pliers showing up in my driveway and my friends getting rich in Las Vegas. And I haven't even gone into so many of the other manifestations that began to show up, including Kay O'Bara and all of these kind. All of these were a result of this this sort of new attitude. And I went to his home that evening, and he was in another room, and there were about 60 people there who were going to listen to him speak that evening, and then I was going to speak afterwards, and we were going to speak together. But he had asked to have a private audience with me. And they ushered me into this room, and I walked in, and I felt that energy again, that real, peaceful, loving. It's like having a warm shower running inside of you. They call it the kundalini, this energy that just seems to flow up and down your spine, that really good feeling you get, you know, like they call it getting goosebumps or whatever, that real peaceful, loving kind of feel. And you know it's coming from something other than just the physical environment, that there is an energy in there. And he looked at me, and we sat down, and we were sitting facing each other on a couple of comfortable chairs. He had this long, flowing gray beard, and we didn't speak. Now, this is without exaggeration. We didn't speak for 1 hour. We just sat in the room, and neither one of us spoke to each other for 1 hour. We just looked at each other. Without blinking, just in each other's eyes. And after about an hour had passed, I noticed a tear coming down his eye, out of his eye rather, and down his face. And the same thing happened to me simultaneously. And that was our meeting, and that was our communication. And then we spoke to each other. The first thing he said to me was, "Do you have any questions about what you are doing?" And I said, "They've all been answered." And that was the extent of our conversation. I knew what I was there for. I was sent, he was sent to me, and his background of where he has come from in India and all of the teachings that he has had, my background, where I had come from, and growing up in the Midwest of the United States, and all of my experiences had led us both to this place. And I knew that I was to go out and to teach this manifesting meditation, which he had encouraged me to do. And I dedicated the book to him by just saying, "Thanking you for encouraging me to examine this area of manifestation from a different perspective, from the perspective of having walked down a new street, one that didn't keep me back there in those old habits of pushing and demanding and insisting." When you have this patience, this infinite patience, and when you're able to detach from the outcome and just let go, remember, it was one of the things that Maslow had said to me about the characteristics or qualities of self-actualizing people is that they detach themselves from outcome. They are no longer concerned, as it says in the Bhagavad Gita, they are no longer concerned with the fruits of their labors. You know you're on purpose. You trust in your connection to this divineness. You know you are not separate from it any longer. And so this ego part of you that is so insistent upon doing things now and doing things right and making yourself better and proving how great you are, all of that, while you don't lose it entirely, you tame it sufficiently to allow this sacred part of you